Yeah, definitely. It's definitely going to be some tough decisions to be made, but I think that goes to show just how deep this group was and the talent that this group has. So now it's out of our hands, and we let the pieces fall as they may, and we'll see where we can take it.
Was there one thing that surprised you most about how they caught on, or what area they grabbed things the best?
I would say just their resilience, to go through so much and to have so much put on their plate and the way that they responded the next day. And whatever that case may be from guy to guy, just seeing them continue to grow on a daily basis and put themselves in the best position.
They saw a lot of mistakes, but that resiliency, I mean, hardens you early, doesn't it? I mean, you have to go
last
practice and just go.
Well, I think all you see, when it comes to the media, when it comes to fans, all they see are the drops, that part of it. And as receivers, that's the bottom of the totem pole for things that we care about, because we know that we're going to make those plays.
That happens on a play too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that's the last thing that you see. But there's so many things that that's intrinsic in what we do that at the end of the day makes a bigger impact. Because we know as receivers that we catch the ball. That's what we do. So that's not really something that we coach up. Like, of course, we never want to drop balls, but it's the little details and the route angles or and knowing your adjustment and seeing them evolve and grow through their alignments and knowing where to line up and being able to make the adjustments on the run throughout the training camp and then the preseason and seeing them grow on a daily basis.